Let's see. Beth is calling us from Seattle. Hi, Beth. What's on your mind?
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure enough, ma'am. Thanks for calling.
I love your program and I get your newsletter now. So you rock.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. I'm glad somebody's getting the newsletter. Thank you.
Okay, I'm a 53-year-old woman, menopausal, and my big issue besides those doggone hot flashes is I have a form of alopecia called lichen planopilaris variant, or frontal fibrosis alopecia. So
Right.
it's going along my ears, around my ears first, and now it's coming up where I used to have a widow's peak and I don't have that. So I'm freaking out. Any suggestions?
Yes, ma'am. We do have 10, 11 physicians at Tahoma Clinic, but we do each have little areas where we, what do I say, where we really specialize in that, in addition to all the general things, such as all the Tahoma Clinic doctors know how to do bioidentical hormones, that sort of thing. There's one of our doctors, her name is Dr. Persa, Persa. You can read her bio on the Tahoma Clinic website, who happens to specialize in alopecia, and she's been associated with some remarkable reversals in alopecia. The one that was most remarkable was a child, and I've forgotten whether that child was 8, 9, 10, somewhere in that age group, who was totally bald from alopecia. And of course, both Dr. Persa and the parents have photographs to document that she returned to a full head of hair. Within, it did take months, but she got it back, and she had been to all the other usual places and had, and people asked her to put steroids in her head and all that kind of stuff, and it hadn't worked, and Dr. Persa was able to help her bring her entire growth of hair back, ma'am. So that's why at Tahoma, somebody says alopecia, we say see Dr. Persa.
Yeah, and I've gone online and looked at all the different types of them, but I guess my type is different than the other ones because of the type of scarring that takes place. So a lot of them, the hair will grow back, but this one, they say the hair doesn't grow back.
Well,
And
wait.
I just want to stop it from losing it because they say
Exactly,
it's
ma'am.
scarring.
Exactly. Even if it won't grow back, you have got a good shot at preventing it from spreading.
With this particular type, too.
I'd have to ask Dr. Persa that personally, but I'm pretty sure she'd say so. Yes, ma'am.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Okay, because I'm getting those shots. I'm getting the steroid shots, and I also have
Now,
a topical steroid.
ma'am, Dr.
And
Persa uses no steroids at all. As she points out, and I have to agree with her, I pointed it out years ago too, steroids simply suppress things. They don't help with anything to stay normal or grow. They just simply suppress things. It's like putting a lid on it without turning off the burner. Your pot's boiling over, so let's hold the lid on tight and let's not turn off the stove. Come on.
yeah, and what I was told is it just helps with the inflammation because it has to do with inflammation as well, is what I was told.
Well, it does
So
help with inflammation, ma'am, but it stops healing. Just for example, if you take steroids, just ask any surgeon. If you need surgery for anything minor, you're not going to heal nearly as well as everybody else because you're taking steroids. It suppresses. It suppresses. You're absolutely right.
okay. Is that TERSA?
No, it's P, as in Peter Paul.
Oh, perfect.
Persa.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna call.
Well, read her bio online, and then I'd suggest getting on in before this gets worse, ma'am.
Oh, thank you. I hope we can keep it from getting worse.
I'd say you have a good shot at it, ma'am.
Oh, gosh, I hope so. I'll call you back and let you know.
Well, please do. Thank you.